Hey guys, before we get into the episode, you all know I'm a huge fan of fashion, and I have been ever since I was a little girl. And my first job, by the way, was actually at Macy's. And my love for fashion began when I started there because I worked in the fragrance department, but of course, my eye was always on the clothes and the makeup and everything related to style. But here's the thing, my relationship with Macy's didn't end once my days of asking people walking by if they wanted to sample the latest scents came to an end. Nearly 20 years later, I still find myself choosing Macy's time and time again for literally everything. It's become a really beautiful full circle moment that they've been such amazing supporters of our show for so long. And when it comes to shopping, they have everything you need. Whether I need a last minute outfit or Kevin needs a last minute outfit for our friend's wedding, we always head to Macy's. They've got us covered. So if you're in need of some retail therapy, perhaps, or looking to spruce up your home or your lifestyle, check out Macy's, friends. I've curated a list of some of my favorite items that have helped me upgrade so many parts of my life, really my fashion the most, but of course home and baby and so much more. So check the link in the description and happy shopping, Hill Squad.
I'm on a journey to get better in all areas of life, from wellness and mental health to career and relationships and so much more. I know getting better isn't easy, but it's a whole lot easier when you can do it together. Welcome to Better Together with me, Maria Menounos.
Hello, hello, everybody. Welcome to Better Together. When you know better, you get better. That is what we're here to do every day. Our quote of the day, music is to the soul what words are to the mind. That's from Modest Mouse, guys. No clue who Modest Mouse is.
I love Modest Mouse.
Great band.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I like the double M.
You'd like them. We'll get you a great Modest Mouse soundtrack, Maria.
Okay, perfect. Anyway, happy Wednesday to our Hill Squad. Hashtag Hill Squad. That's what we are. Kevin was really loving that, by the way.
Oh,
he's
good.
Like, that's so cool. Today we're going to be talking with the lovely, sweetest thing ever, Allie Brooke. She wrote this book called Finding Your Harmony. Of course, she was part of Fifth Harmony and Dancing with the Stars and so much more. She's launched a very successful solo career. We're going to be chatting with her about her book. A lot of personal moments of having to overcome things and her journey. And it's never easy, guys. So it's always nice to hear that you're not the only one that is struggling. Even somebody you're watching on stage who looks like it's all, you know, peaches and roses is having to deal with stuff. So I look forward to that conversation. In the meantime, if you haven't hit subscribe on YouTube, please do us the favor. Because we're trying to build our YouTube and we are so grateful for all of you helping us. I went on there yesterday. I was like, oh, pleasantly surprised. We're going up. Right. But that will ensure you never miss a show either. So you'll get those little notifications that, you know, Allie Brooke's going to be on or, you know, whoever in this world we decide to book. If you haven't joined us on Patreon, this is the time, guys. You don't want to miss out. We are building our Hill Squad. We are building our community in so many different ways. One, you get ad-free content. Cool. Two, you get extra content. Even cooler. Three, we are building our workshops, our healing seminars, all of these amazing, really intimate experiences with the incredible guests we have on the show. You get to have not just a front row seat, but you get to be interactive with these guests, which is huge. Of course, we have our Instagram account. That's really our hub for all of us to get together and share what we're learning, share what we're liking. We're putting on quotes from our guests. We're putting on extra content in there. So join us. It'll be a fun, positive addition in your feed. Mute out all the bad shit. Keep the good shit. We're going to be part of the good shit.
Dang right.
And so I have some important stuff to share with you guys. If you can see, my hands are slightly orange.
Oh my gosh.
I'm going to share why. So as I try to perfect my self-tanning situation, realizing that the quick tan stuff I was using was absolutely hurting me in the most massive of ways. Like in terms of, you know, just giving me nasty side effects, I have been going into the clean realm, as you know, if you've been listening to the show, in skincare and all of that. And so I've used Vita Liberata so far, and I really like that, and that's pretty mm-hmm. clean. I think it's super clean, yeah. right? Vita Liberata. Are you okay over there?
Yes.
You look like you're crying.
I'm not crying.
Are your eyes red? Are you crying inside, Kelsey?
I'm not doing any of the
above. She's turning so red now.
I'm like, why are you going to call me out like that?
I just want to make sure you're okay. I don't know.
My sweater. I'm fine.
Okay, don't cry. Dry your eye. That's from Snoop, by the
Thank
way.
Thank you, Snoop.
Okay, so now that I've got Kelsey, cherry like a tomato, and Jeff, Casper, the friendly ghost that just met the Blue Man Group, and they had intimate relations and created Jeff. Oh, Casper and the Blue Man Group. Jeff's going to fix his camera at
Maria
some point.
Maria loves us.
I was going to say, Kelsey, we're not doing too hot this morning. But,
no. Well, no, the heat stroke now.
I just looked over and I'm like, poor Kelsey doesn't look happy right now.
Okay. I was just listening. I was okay. intently listening.
So intently listening.
I want to know what happened
so,
to your
I know, I'm dying. Okay, so Vita Liberata. Okay. I've used it on my face. I feel like maybe I'm cheated because it kind of goes on a little green, which is a strange like sensation, but it does yeah. give color. I think it'll be better for the body than the face, and maybe it's really intended for that. So then I also tried, wasn't there another one you gave me?
Yep.
Which
one? Not the Rockstar one, or not the Golden Star. I mean, there was Golden Star, but then there was like an eco beauty one that's very, very clean.
Oh, maybe I haven't done that one yet. No.
You did. That was the one you did try. That's in the little white bottle.
Okay.
Or tube, I mean. Lotion. It's good.
It wasn't enough.
Yeah, it wasn't enough.
Okay. Now, when we went to Sephora, I am now like the Sephora like...
Junkie.
Yes. So I got those Isle of Paradise drops you told me to get. And it says to mix it with moisturizer. And I was concerned that it wasn't going to have any color. It also says like 2 to 12 drops. I'm like, oh gosh, I'm going to use half the bottle every sitting. No. And it also tells you to patch test. So I was like, yeah, that's probably a good idea. I'm not going to put it on my face. So I put it on my hands yesterday before I got in the shower. I did a half of my hand thinking that I was going to, you know, test it out. And then I realized I'm getting in the shower. What a dopey idea. Why did
Very
I do that?
Silly.
But I still got a color line.
Mm-hmm.
So that was intriguing. So last night before I go to bed, I'm like slathering it on with the moisturizer on my hand. And I only did like 2 drops. Guys, this works.
Yep.
I mean, you can see how orange the backs of my hands are from not washing. That was not smart.
I stole this one from some blogger who she was like, I swear to you, even the light works.
Yeah. So I'm super excited for this to fade, but then to do it on my face properly. Because it's a good color and it's pretty clean as well,
right? It's pretty clean. Yeah, it still has a little bit of fragrance in it, but it's very minimal. It's at the end of the list.
Mm-hmm.
So pretty as clean as you can get if you still want a good color with these self-tanners.
I'm super
excited. And you guys mail me some.
Oh, shit, that's right, Jeff.
Yes, Jeff. Jeff, I'll take
your issue help. Is not you. It's the lighting in there, whatever's going on. So that will get fixed.
But I will take you to Sephora when we come back.
That'd be a fun segment, actually. We
Jeff
could do
and
like
Kelsey go to Sephora.
a dumb guy from the Midwest goes into a makeup store.
Hilarious.
Oh, it's so hot in here.
It is always hot in here anyway, so it's hard to be in a sweater.
Yeah, bad choice.
Well, we're gonna get our AC installed in here.
I
think it's this week.
Wow.
So the other thing that I was researching, I used to suffer with really bad rashes. And remember I told you Yogi Cameron helped me, who's been on the show, by the way. If you haven't listened to his episodes, he's incredible. And so I started getting a rash again and on my stomach, and I was like, what the heck? And it happens here and there. When you're on the go 24/7 like me, guys, finding ways to make life easier is so important for my health and sanity. And that's exactly what my friends at Macy's do for me. From working there as a teenager to now going to them for so many of my daily essentials, it's been my go-to for so many years. And having everything in one place is such a time saver for me. With being a first-time mom, for a while now, as you know. I've had plenty of those, and being able to rely on them for all the things has been amazing. Plus, having everything in one place has made being a new mom just a little bit easier for me. So I know we're all focusing on our families, our health, hopefully, our jobs, and everything in between, but it's time to make your life a little easier. And to help you out, I've curated all of my essentials from Macy's for you and the whole fam. All the details are in the show notes below, or you can just click the link in the description to get your hands on them too. I have some new picks on there. This little bomber jacket, this little black dress. You're gonna love it. And I think the only thing I've done differently was I switched over to Stevia at some point. And so I looked up rashes and Stevia last night, and I saw that it comes from a plant that has ragweed or is ragweed connected, or like a relative of the ragweed. So you can get like allergies in your lungs and whatever. You can get a cough, you can get a sore throat. So starting to read people's different accounts of what happened to them on Stevia. But then also, so apparently the body believes it's glucose when it goes in, but then it's not. So the body prepares as if it is glucose. So there are like some adverse things that go on, which I think sometimes is why I sometimes will revert and be like, it's probably safer to just eat the sugar than to try to do these things that, you know, are not pure. And so I went back to the sugar today, and I'm going to see if this will like clear up, and then I'm just never going to do it again.
Yeah, keep us posted. I've heard that as well. I've heard and when I was talking to my doctor the other day, I actually asked him, and he said, if you're going to do one, monk fruit is better. But it's still in the same family of like, I mean, you think about it, you drink a Diet Coke versus a regular Coke. Neither are good for you, but honestly, the normal Coke is probably better than the bad crap in diet. So that's
interesting. This healer I worked with, or like intuitive healer, told me, guys, soda turns to formaldehyde inside of your body.
Hell no.
Ooh.
Yeah. No, you shouldn't be drinking soda, period.
Suck on that for a second there. Take that straw and think about the formaldehyde. Oh! Yeah.
Hey, Hill Squad and Better Together fam. It's been a tough year, but we hear from so many of you just how much our content is helping you heal and get better, and it makes us feel so good. Our team works so hard to deliver this life-changing content, and a lot of you guys ask, how can I have a bigger role in our Hill Squad community, or how can I do my part to help Better Together continue to uplift even more people? First of all, thank you for that sentiment, and we're so grateful for this community. If you could help us by giving us a 5-star rating and a comment on Apple Podcasts, that's amazing. Second, you could join the Better Together with Maria Menounos Facebook group and Instagram page. Third, you could share the show with a friend in need. And finally, for as little as $10 a month, please join our Patreon to get monthly live heal events with world-class healers, ad-free episodes of our show, and even weekly bonus episodes exclusive to Patreon. Getting better isn't easy, but it is a whole lot better when we can do it together. We love and appreciate and are so grateful for all of you.
I will say, on another note, the kombucha. So yesterday I was really like not feeling well, and I had just done too much. And when I pulled out the watermelon kombucha, it almost had a soda-y kind of feel.
It does,
That felt so refreshing.
Yeah.
I really loved it.
Mm-hmm.
It felt really good. My dad was coaching me, Jeff, through making my first soup ever.
She nailed it.
Nice.
And so I was really nervous because he's so good. His soups are epic. And it makes me want to build his business out here so bad. I wanted to build Superman.
Oh my God, I
and have
that.
My dad with like a Superman thing. I thought it'd be the cutest thing ever.
I love that. Yeah,
that's amazing.
And so, and my dad would have his little food truck, and he'd have like a Kelsey with him that like worked with him, you know, like someone sweet and positive, and like
I love that. You I'll know, work with him.
And so, and you would drive around, and then and when they were in LA, we would have one in LA, and we would send him to like the Jimmy Kimmel lot or wherever because he makes the best organic, clean soups.
Mm. That's incredible. You should really do that.
I know. We really want to, but it's hard with my mom and, you know, everything that's going on. And so at some point I feel like he might, but I feel like he has to share this gift with the world because like, look at how hard it was yesterday. I wasn't feeling well. I wanted soup. I knew my body needed something soothing. Could not find a clean soup. All I could find was like clam chowders and all this other stuff, like thick, heavy kind of
broccoli
soups,
cheddar,
tomatoes, which I can't have tomatoes. It's so acidic. And I was like, okay, Kelsey was such a queen, such a good sister, ran to the store and got vegetables. And this is funny. So I said, can you get some turkey breast so that we can put in the soup, right? Because I don't eat chicken. I'm like, I'll just have a little turkey. And so she texts me, couldn't find any turkey breast, but the deli lady said that she's going to just cut the turkey really thick slices. And I go, no, silly. I'm like, you don't put deli meat in a soup. So I call my dad. He literally laughed out loud, hysterically, no, Maria. And then he goes, wait a second, Maria. You know what? And so he told me to like chop it up in cubes. He goes, it'll be fine. So we made it. I made my first soup. It wasn't perfect,
but it was good.
It was good. Yeah. I was too scared with the salt. I needed to actually put some more salt in, but it was really exactly what we needed. And the turkey wasn't bad.
Yeah, it wasn't bad. And it was funny because really in the end, it did save the day.
It did save the
day. Because Maria was
dying
slowly, right? And she needed something. And so she came, you were on the phone. We were FaceTiming. Maria comes downstairs with like a cracker and a piece of turkey after being like, Kelsey, what the heck? Why did you get this?
It was like a 2-inch slice of turkey. And it's just me like...
And I was like, that's right.
Like a caveman eating this big slab of turkey or like a cracker.
Turkey saved the day at the end
like,
of the day.
I want you to just see this visual because I'm laughing at myself upstairs. And so
bless the turkey.
Yeah, bless the turkey. It was good. All right. Well, let's get to our interview with Allie. I'm so excited. She is one of the world's foremost leading female pop stars. First amassing a slew of awards as a member of Fifth Harmony and then embarking on her own solo career, releasing the Billboard charting songs, including Low Key, which I love, No Good. Now she's released her first ever book titled Finding Your Harmony. Allie says her memoir is for all the dreamers out there seeking hope. Allie, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much.
How are you?
I'm so happy to be on, and hearing your intro was awesome. I'm so glad you love Low Key.
Oh my God. I just went through a deep dive of all your songs that you've done solo, and I'm like, they're so good. And I wonder if you attribute that to the fact that you're writing them, because I don't think you were you writing with Fifth Harmony?
So on our very last album, we were. And that was great. But now it's a different story, you know, being on my own, singing about what I want to sing about, you know, empowering, uplifting, positive songs that everyone can listen to. And it's awesome because I work with an amazing team of songwriters and producers to help formulate the songs that are in my heart. So it's been awesome. And, you know, from going to such a, you know, massive girl group to now being on my own and being able to call the shots, it's been incredible. And especially when people tell you that they love your work, it's awesome.
Yeah, I know. It's like any relationship, there's so much compromise that has to happen when you're with even one other person. Forget four other girls. So when you're like, oh, I have an idea, now I can go do it and no one's gonna stop me, how exciting it must feel.
Exactly. It's the most liberating feeling. And, you know, especially just as an artist, being able to not have any barriers, really any limitations, and also having a team that empowers me and loves me for who I am and doesn't want to change the heart of who Allie is. And in fact, just wants to show it to everybody. It's a blessing. So I credit my team and those around me.
Was it hard to find this team?
Yes. It was so challenging, girl. So I talk about it in my book, you know, transitioning from being in Fifth Harmony to the moment that, you know, we disbanded and kind of processing that to being on my own. And before Fifth Harmony, you know, I was pursuing a solo career since I was 12 years old. So for many years. So that was always a dream. And then to go solo was just, wow, it was just I'll never forget. It was this feeling of, oh my gosh, my life is just beginning. And so finding the team was the hardest part. You know, I went through so many different managers and agents, and it's literally like dating. You have to basically bare your soul and hope that this person's the one. And especially they have your career in their hands. And there's a difference between someone who believes in you, but someone who executes. And I finally found the best of both worlds in my label and management, Charles Chavez and Will Bracey, who I mentioned both in the book. It's really, really awesome how our relationship just came to be. A lot of trial and error, you know, even being like, oh, will I ever find the right team? Feeling a little hopeless.
Yeah, I'm sure.
But it happened.
I'm sure. I think about that a lot with people. Like, there are so many talented people out there. And if you're in the wrong hands and you're trusting the wrong people to make decisions on your behalf, especially when you're younger, right? It's so hard to get it right. Like, you could be the most talented ever.
Yes, yes. And I talk about that too in my earlier chapters. And it's kind of my book, it's kind of like a mixture of self-help to, of course, a faith-based book to, I guess, in a way, pop culture book. So, so many different topics and so many different ways that I write my story. And one of that is giving the reader advice, and especially, you know, anybody who's looking to get in the music industry, I share so many tips and advice from my parents, you know, even before making it in Fifth Harmony, what we did, what we navigated through, how we navigated, you know, living in LA from Texas and having, you know, no friends at first, to navigating, okay, we have to have the right producers around, the right team, trying to find management. You know, even I tell the reader, it's get yourself a lawyer and, you know, parents to be on the lookout for your children and always be there and be respectful and keep a watchful eye out. There's so much to uncover, but you're very right. If you're in the wrong hands, it could be a very scary situation.
All right, friends, let's talk about something we all do. Snack. Trust me, I've definitely overindulged in the past, but as you know, I am focused on my health these days, and I think I found the healthier snack that you don't have to lose out on the flavor, and it's definitely become my go-to. It first came into the house because of Kevin. He was obsessed with Wonderful Pistachios, and then I got addicted, and now it's in my travel bag. I don't leave home without it. It's in our glove compartments because they don't melt. Right now, my favorite flavor is the sweet chili flavor. It feels like some of the naughtier kind of snacks I used to use, where I used to lick my fingers after. Now I lick them and I feel safer. Plus, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. That's crazy, guys. So if you're looking for the perfect snack, trust me and head over to www.wonderfulpistachios.com to snag a bag of Wonderful Pistachios. You're gonna love them.
Yeah, for sure. I feel like too,
You know, you have to kind of refind yourself probably after you separate from a group like Fifth Harmony. When you're a part of a group, I feel like you probably don't have an identity on your own. You are a collective identity. And so you probably had to go through this whole process. And I know you talk about all this, but you have to go through a whole process of finding your voice and how you want to present yourself. So how did you get to that place?
Yes, you're totally right. You know, you're part of this big thing and it's amazing, and you find success. You find that you're part of something that is bigger than yourself, and that, you know, breaks records, takes over the world, jet setting across country to country. And it truly is incredible. You know, Fifth Harmony was a phenomenon and people still love it, and that was amazing, but also it came with a lot of difficulties, as you can imagine. One of the things that I open up about in my book is feeling like I lost my identity. You know, I was trying to be the big sister, the best example that I could be, positive for everyone, trying to just take care of everyone and everything. And with that, I also was a people pleaser, and that just wasn't the best formula for being in the industry. And being in a group, there's so many cooks in the kitchen, people telling you what to do, who to be. You don't really have control over anything, and that's very hard, especially, you know, going from many years of being a solo artist, performing, doing things, you know, my way, and being my own artist and in control, to having the success I've always dreamed of and prayed about, but it looked very differently. And I experienced a lot of more challenges than I anticipated. It was so rough. And one of that was, again, losing my voice. And for me, I had to learn a lot of lessons. You know, I wish I would have spoken up for certain things, and I open up about that, you know, everything from little things like wardrobe or makeup to more serious, meaningful things like having a little bit more singing parts or changing a certain lyric of a song. But I learned so much in Fifth Harmony and gained so much. And, you know, once we disbanded, being able to kind of just put a reset on my life and really dig into who I wanted to be, not only as an artist, but as a young woman, as a person, that was the most beautiful thing. And finally feeling like I had the power to have my own voice, to be what I wanted to be, to say what I wanted to say. I just had to find those right people. So sometimes in that season where you do feel lost, you sometimes have to just walk through it and get through every day and take the good with the bad, but know that things do get better in time. That's the lesson that I've learned. One of the biggest lessons, and something that I hope I can help someone else find or encourage.
So well said. And it's funny because you're 27, but you've had so much life experience already. And we just had someone on the show. I mean, our whole thing here is, I feel like, generally speaking, we're re-raising ourselves here, right? We're re-raising the things that didn't serve us from our childhood, but also all the traumas that have accrued along the way, because no one's path is perfect. And so we had a guest on recently that said exactly what you just said. She was talking about seasons. And I thought that was so brilliant. And to get to hear you at 27 say, that was a season where I felt a little lost. I think that's a really impactful message for people to hear, because, you know, there are so many challenging feelings I'm sure you were dealing with at that time. And you know, to recognize that you kind of just got to walk through it. There's no way around it. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, you can compartmentalize a little bit. You can tuck some shit under the bed. But like, for the most part, you got to walk through the pain. But pain can transform.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. What I like to say is, like, pain can turn to pride. Even in my younger years, 12 years old, moving out to LA for the first time with my parents, not having a friend, seeing all the other cool kids in movies and TV shows, having all the friends. And I was Mexican, you know, I'm Mexican American, and I just felt out of place. Having a moment of breakdown and as a child, and telling my mom, "Mom, I'm never going to be good enough. I'm never going to be cool enough. I'm never going to be pretty enough." And her crying her eyes out with me and encouraging me, and we were crying to sleep together. The next day, Beauty for Ashes, I wrote my very first song called Be You. And that was all about being yourself. And I write about that in the book, and I share the lyrics. And that was such a moment that even to this day,
you use it,
impacts
you said.
Me. Yes. And I use it. I use those same words today. Be you. That little 12-year-old girl still teaches me so much. And that's just one example of how you can use your pain and turn it into pride. Whatever that may mean to whoever's listening and whoever's out there.
It's interesting because I wrote down here, when I'm doing my research, I'm kind of like looking at everything. I'm reading the book. I'm looking at social media. Yeah. I'm reading the stories along the way. And I wrote two things down that I thought would really help people. And it was talking about rejection.
Yes.
And not good enough. I was like, she didn't feel, and probably still doesn't feel, 100% good enough, because I think that's the journey a lot of us have to go on for a long ass time.
A long time,
before
girl.
We get there. And I was like, I feel like a lot of people look at celebrities and think, oh my God, they have it all. But yes. It's not the case. There are so many challenges hidden behind those smiles.
Oh, yes. And that's what I tried to tuck away, you know, especially the fans would lovingly call me the sunshine of the group. And I really wanted to live up to that name. I wanted to, in my mind, what I thought was just be strong and keep it together and pretend that everything was, you know, perfect and all right. But through writing my book, you know, getting this chance to share my stories and my pain to help somebody else, that's the most beautiful thing, because it doesn't matter who you are or what your job is. We've all felt insecure. We've all felt lonely. We've all felt helpless. We've all needed a miracle or prayer or help. So just showing people that it is possible to make it to the other side, even when you feel like you're not or you don't want to. It is possible. And for me, my faith was a thread that held me together my whole life.
Yeah, I can tell. I mean, everything I was reading, I know your faith is so, I mean, it's even on the cover of the book, but
yeah.
You know, when I look at your kind of journey, I feel like even with X Factor, there was elements of that where you felt rejected, right? Like, because yeah. Instead of celebrating you share in the book, they mocked you. And then I feel like there's that through line in your life where mocking has been an issue.
Yes.
And
you're absolutely right.
And I just kept watching the through line, and I was like, even to Dancing with the Stars, you were afraid to do Dancing with the Stars because you were afraid they were going to make fun of you. And what's amazing is, I mean, I want to talk about those kind of feelings to help connect for people. But then when I saw you do your paso, I mean, I could cry right now. It was crazy amazing, because I saw this girl just completely like throw all of it away. And
yeah,
it was like this new human was being born in that moment. I don't know how else to explain it.
Thank you so much. That's exactly how I felt. And I just want to thank you for understanding me and my story. Some people may try to focus on other things and negativity and drama, but you focus on my story. So I just want to, first of all, thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Because it is a journey that I've been on my whole life. And on Dancing with the Stars, to have that moment where, like you say, I throw that all away and I became who I always wanted to be, this fortress, this powerhouse, showing the world my...
I remember my mom always struggling with her hair. It's frizzy, Maria, my mom would say in her Greek accent. Tí eches, what do you have? I tried so hard to find her products. I wish I could share these products I'm using now with her, because I know she would be so happy to finally have good hair days. I've always believed that hair is a woman's best accessory. And with Way's new anti-frizz cream, you can ensure that your hair always looks its best without the frizz stealing the spotlight. It's a lightweight cream that not only provides immediate frizz control, but also helps prevent heat damage. And get this, it lasts up to 72 hours. That's 3 whole days of frizz-free, gorgeous hair. Way seriously has some of my favorite products for taming the frizz. Pro tip, one of my biggest discoveries is using the Way hair oil on the ends of my hair before I dry it. Let me tell you, it's a game changer. Once it's dry, my hair looks so smooth and polished, I don't even need to do anything else. It is incredible. I love it. Frizz-free, up your schedule with Way. Go to the Way, theouai.com, and enter the promo code HEALSQUAD for 15% off any product. That's the Way, theouai.com, promo code HEALSQUAD. Trust me, you won't regret it.
True potential and capability. When so many people told me that I would never amount to anything, people don't care about me, I'm not good enough, all these horrible things. And then, of course, dealing with that rejection my whole life, and still hanging on and fighting through and believing that one day I'll get my shot, I'll get my redemption. And you just see that on the show in that moment, and it's beautiful and powerful and something that I can't describe. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you. I want to give you a hug right now. It really means a lot.
Yeah, well, I felt it. I feel like, you know, it's just, it's hard because the business is hard enough, right? Yeah. And then the rejection that comes along with it is the part that people don't see. The part yes. that people see is the successes, but the rejection is something that you have to deal with on a continuous basis.
Yes, exactly. And my gosh, I've had my fair share of rejection for 15 years. And I mean, for example, I share in the book that post Fifth Harmony, I got rejected by all the labels that were available. And, you know, my manager at the time was so sweet and was like, oh my gosh, you're going to have no problem. You're going to have a bidding war and it's going to be incredible. You're going to just choose whoever you want. And I detail the meetings and how they went, and they were dry and some were even great. Like this one, I was like, oh my gosh, this one I have in the bag. They're going to offer me something, and all the doors shut, and I just fell on the floor crying my eyes out, saying like, God, am I ever going to be able to make music what I've dreamed of since I was a little child? And feeling like that may not happen, it was horrible. And feeling angry, even angry at God, and like, why, God? You know, everything that I do when I'm trying to, every door I try to open is just always being closed. And after year after year after year after year, you can only take so much.
Yep.
But again, God, as he always does, turned things around, and a door that was closed reopened and changed my life. And that is how I found Charles Chavez and my label. And it's just the Lord and his goodness and his faithfulness and just having that mustard seed. And sometimes people to just comfort you and pray for you and lift you up. Like sometimes when you don't even want to pray, you just have other people, you know, just holding on to that faith and that dream and just that belief. That's my word, is believe, because miracles can happen and God could just change everything. I've seen it with my own eyes. So.
Yeah. Well, it's hard because when it's your dream and you've tasted it and now you're like, how do I get it back? How do I live to my full potential?
Yes.
Right? Because if it ended there, your soul would be just crushed. I know that a lot of people would say, well, just be appreciative of what you had, but it's like, I didn't even get to where I was supposed to be.
Exactly. And that's what people would tell me. And it's like, exactly what you're saying is like, wait, I'm not even giving the chance.
Yeah.
And that's what was devastating, you know, time after time, when I was a young child, to being in Fifth Harmony, to after. But praise the Lord, I'm here today sharing my story, sharing that I overcame that it is possible, that like what man can close, God can reopen.
Ooh.
And it's just him and what he's done. And that's my true purpose for this book, is to write for all those little girls and boys and maybe adults or even grandmas who felt like I did or who feel like I did. That's my purpose with the book.
You never lose unless you quit. That's my favorite quote from my favorite wrestler. Oh,
I love that.
You never lose unless you quit. So you got to keep fighting. And you kept fighting. And that's why you're here. I wonder, were you hesitant? Were you scared in different moments in this journey to share things?
Yes. I was really nervous. There's quite a few things in there. You know, everything from, you know, the body shaming that I endured. Of course, it's embarrassing, and you don't want people to, you know, you don't want to open up those old wounds again.
Mm-hmm. Or call more attention to things, that because the fear is you'll get more of it, right?
Yes, exactly. But also knowing that, hey, this story is going to help so many people feel validated and feel confident and feel comfortable in themselves and their skin. I remember, I think I shared something about body positivity, and even that alone just helped like so many girls, and they wrote me messages on social media or, you know, in person saying like, you helped me to accept myself and my body. That is so awesome. You don't even understand. But yes, everything from even my personal choice to saving myself from marriage, you know, I was super nervous about that. You know, that's something that is not generally accepted or, you know, celebrated in Hollywood. So of course, like, I'm gonna think, oh man, I'm setting myself up here. But at the same time, a book is the opportunity to own your truth. Mm-hmm. And I celebrate anybody who does that, whether it's the same choice as me or a different choice. And that's what I think is so beautiful about being a human and being in 2020, is that there are people out there in a community who can build you up, even if you think differently or live differently. I love that. And you just see that too. I'm just thankful for my friends. I have friends from so many different walks and backgrounds, and I just adore them. And when it came out, I guess, in the press that I chose that, I talk about that in the book, I received so much love and support and respect. And I was like, wow, that is so comforting and so beautiful to me. And then, of course, the inappropriate behavior by the executives at the different labels, that was super scary to open up about too.
Was that part of when you were going to meet with people for your solo career?
No. So this was in Fifth Harmony. So around like 2016.
Okay.
So it was kind of when we were like at, you know, one of the highest points in our career.
Yeah. Tell everybody the story.
Yeah.
So they know what we're talking about.
Yeah. So at the time, again, I detail more in the book and you kind of lead up to that moment. I was looking for help and there was a lot going on, you know, just in the group and a lot of things that happened in that point, you know, in the public and all that. And I was seeking help and advice because at the time I didn't feel that anybody around me, you know, the management stuff wasn't helping. So I sought advice. And this person, he's super powerful in the music industry. Everybody knew his name. And I confided in him and I felt safe and I felt like he could help me. So I met with him for lunch in New York. And then when I met with him, one of the first things he said was, hey, here you go. Here's a thong. And he gave me a thong and he's like, oh, you look so good in that, and just made me feel so disgusted. And also, I was already so vulnerable to be thinking, oh, this person's gonna help me, yay. And then knowing that person's intentions and how he manipulated the situation, he used me, and he made me feel so embarrassed and just trapped. It was awful. And then another time, he texted me to come to his hotel room, and obviously you know where that's going, and I didn't text him again. I didn't text him back. And at the time, this person is a super powerful music executive. So you're thinking, oh my gosh, is this person going to lie about me? Mm-hmm. Is this person going to blackball me? Is this person going to make sure I never work again? Is he going to tell like my record label anything or try to manipulate something? Or you just think all these horrible thoughts. 'Cause
As a first-time mom with a baby, I'm always on the go, whether it's running errands, getting my coffee, going to doctor's appointments, or just spending quality time with little Athena. And that's why I rely on Wonderful Pistachios to keep me fueled and ready for anything, no matter where I am. Kevin even keeps a bag stashed in the nursery. You know, for the nighttime hunger moments. Wonderful Pistachios comes in a variety of flavors and sizes, making them the perfect snack to have literally any time, whether I'm enjoying them during a quick break in between taping this show or I'm on the go and it's in the diaper bag. I do carry it in my travel bag and they're in my car. At this point, when I'm leaving the house, I think keys, wallet, Wonderful Pistachios. Bonus, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts with 6 grams of protein in every 1 ounce serving. So on top of all that, they keep me feeling satisfied. I'm energized while I'm juggling all this crazy stuff in life. Next time you're looking for a convenient and guilt-free snack, head over to www.wonderfulpistachios.com and stock up on your favorite flavors today. Minus the sweet chili.
Time, people weren't being held accountable. But now it's a different story. And that person is really just not working in the industry. So
I was just gonna ask, has he been Me Too'd yet?
Yeah. Yes. And I knew it. I'm like, there's no way I'm the only one.
Yeah.
And it's horrible and disgusting. But again, that was, even though I shouldn't have been embarrassed or ashamed, I still somehow felt that. It's a very,
how could you not? You're at lunch with this super powerful person, vulnerable, asking for help, and this is where their head's at. I mean, you probably didn't even know how to handle yourself in that moment. Like, I would have been in complete shock. My body would have frozen.
Yeah.
And then later I would have said, why didn't I knock him out?
Right. I know. Now I'm like, ooh, I wish I would have. But, you know, feeling that fear and that anxiety, and especially at that time when things were happening that you would hear about, and oh, that's just so and so, and it was accepted, mm-hmm. which is so awful and disgusting. And I cannot imagine the women and people who have gone through that situation and have felt trapped, you know, that has become a nightmare for them. So that's why I opened up to be a voice, and I was super scared. And I almost said, you know, I told my management, my publishers, like, I don't know if I'm comfortable putting this in fully. I'm on the fence, but this is what happened. And I just decided to keep it in there. And I was encouraged that, hey, this could help so many people and women to be on alert, be on guard, and to know that you do not accept that. And you do not fear these disgusting people.
Did he ever reach out to you?
Again, no. After, like, since the book?
Yeah.
No. Mm-mm.
Yeah. I'd be curious. Or thank even God. After he got Me Too'd. You never know.
Yeah. You that's never know. Interesting. But no, I have not heard from that person in years.
So after that happened, I wonder, did it change you? Were you scared to interact with a lot of these people that even you were hearing, oh, that's just them, that's what they're like? How did you protect yourself?
Yeah, I mean, that's a really good question. I feel like I kind of just knew to be on alert since then and be very careful with who I interacted with, who I opened up with. I definitely learned that lesson the hard way. So yeah, after that, you know, there was already this, how do you say, like this perception of, you know, having to be careful with what you say and who you can trust. Mm-hmm. But that definitely put it on high alert. And again, as you see in the book, I'm so close to my family and I have a lot of friends who I know I can trust. Some who are in the music industry and some who are not, you know, who are just from Texas or people I've met at church, who I've formed and trusted, and knowing that I had them and having them to talk to and turn to was really, really comforting. But yes, after that, I definitely was guarded.
Yeah, I imagine. What do people not know about celebrity and fame and success that you would like to share?
Oh, wow. There is so much. You know, I obviously want to encourage everyone to go for their dreams. And if they have a passion for music, to follow that. But to be really careful, there is so much that goes on from obviously that to abuse of power. You know, people do bully you and demean you and try to twist things and tell you that you're not good enough or all these things, and they'll attack you for your beliefs and your values. They'll say that you're not, they'll basically just try to break you. And also, you know, there is a lot of online bullying that happens, and a lot of people's words, some are awesome, you know, and so encouraging and uplifting, but some are very, you know, they can really hurt. So kind of understanding that, it's funny, but I don't consider myself a celebrity. I just call myself like an artist or a singer, but singers and actors and entertainers, you know, they're people and humans. And yes, sometimes you're not going to agree with someone, and that's totally fine, but you don't have to be mean, you know? I mean, unless that person's like, well, no, even not, you know, sometimes like the Bible says, turn the other cheek. but just knowing that your words have impact, whether you are in a label or whether you're behind the screen, just uplift people, because sometimes people need it more than you think.
Mm. And you're working on your first feature, right? Are you currently in Atlanta right now?
Yes, I am in Atlanta.
Starring in a movie.
Yes. Oh my gosh. It is such a dream in my heart. And I just posted about it on Instagram yesterday. So now, you know, people know. And so it's starring me and Kelsey Grammer, who I'm actually about to meet him literally after this, I think. So I'm filming right after your interview. I'm going to set, and I'm a huge fan of him. He's such a legend, and I've heard he's just an incredible human being. So that's an honor for me. My first film to be with someone so prestigious as that. And then also, I love my other co-star named Taylor Gray. He's just absolutely incredible. The whole crew, the whole cast is just, it couldn't be more of a family and more perfect and more special. And the film and the script, it's a drama on the male lead's journey to redemption with his father and their estranged relationship and a journey to follow his own dreams of being a professional soccer player. But it's such an incredible story that hits home for me on a lot of different areas. And to be behind a project that has such personal meaning to me and has such a purpose. It talks about mental health, and it talks about so much. It's so special. I know the day that we wrap, I'm going to just cry like a baby, because this is one of the most beautiful things I've been a part of and a dream since I was 12. So it's beautiful. I can't wait for y'all to one day see it.
I can't wait to see it too. I feel like you're one of the few productions in play. So, I mean, and also, here's the other thing. Like, I always say, life's happening for you, not to you, right?
Mm, it was love that girl.
I learned it from Tony Robbins, and it has guided me through. Yes, he's awesome. It's been my like guiding set of words. Life is happening for you, not to you. Imagine you might have been on tour right now, if I'm not wrong. You might have not had this opportunity to act in your first film.
Wow. That is so true. Because it was supposed to actually originally before COVID film in June. And I might have been on a summer tour or the summer radio tours.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing. It's amazing how things fall into place. And sometimes, you know, other things you're like, man, because my tour had to be cut short because of COVID, which is devastating. But again, like, just knowing that this may not have happened, like you said, it's mind-blowing, and this is one of the most beautiful things I've ever been a part of. It's incredible. It really is incredible. And like you said, life is happening for you, and not to you, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yes,
I think it's a great way to end. I feel like you are finding your harmony.
Yes,
thank you. Book is great, you're such a good, pure soul.
Thank you, Maria. Thank you so much, and just being able to show people my heart for the first time, and also my family and all they did for me, my parents, all the sacrifices. I mean, gosh, everything for my mom, my sweet mom and her back, and just being able to share that for the first time is so beautiful. Yeah. So thank you again for loving my story and me, and I'm so happy to show people my faith and my family and my walk. So thank you for valuing that and protecting that. Appreciate that.
You're welcome. I feel it very strongly. You're a good, good person, and you have a great journey ahead of you, and you're a great example. So just keep it up.
Thank you so much, Maria. And
you're welcome.
Same to you.
Always here for you. Always here for you.
Thank you. Same here. God bless you.
You too. So Allie's memoir, Finding Your Harmony, is available wherever books are sold. It's number one, like, across so many charts, guys, for a reason. So now you're going to be waiting for New York Times bestseller list, right?
Right, yes. I'm going to be peeking.
That's the next.
Whatever God has, I guess. But we're definitely going to keep our fingers crossed.
Yeah,
for that.
You're going to get on there for sure. We're going to link this book to the Amazon page in the description so you can click on it easily. And you can follow Allie on all of her socials at Allie Brooke. Wow, I didn't know I was going to be crying today, but
me neither, honestly.
I feel such a strong connection.
Not on camera, but it's wonderful. It's beautiful. Just thank you. And I hope that this story will bless so many people and bring hope and light to them. Thank you.
Mwah. We'll talk soon.
Yes.
Go kick ass. Bye, with Kelsey God. Grammer.
Yeah, that's right, girlfriend. Thank you.
You're
bye,
welcome.
Guys.
Bye, Gorge.
Ooh. Oh.
Oof.
I know. Oh, we got to get Jeff back. Oof. Jeff, come back. Maria, you always make me cry.
I'm here. I've got the other because you just got to ask me for my video, I believe.
That's the start video.
That was like,
wow,
intense.
Wow. What was
she's
incredible.
So sweet. Just like, what, when we talk about what it means to be a ball of light, I feel like that phrase comes up on the show. There's certain celebrities and people in the industry that you're just kind of like protect at all costs.
Yep.
Like, it's, she feels like one of them, you know?
For sure.
And Maria, I mean, you said it was like, you can feel, doesn't matter if it's a Zoom, you could feel her energy. And she's,
I felt all of her pain
so
deeply, because I see a girl who just wants to be good, and she wants to do good, and she just wants to live her dreams, right? So I see myself in her. I feel her pain. I feel similar pains. It's a rough world out there, guys. So you gotta protect good, you know, energy and good people. And so I know it's challenging for her as she's doing press tours. A lot of people want to ask her about, you know, Camilla and, you know, the dramas and that, and I know what that's like, and I'm not interested in any of that, because a lot of that stuff is generally false, and it's created to pit people up against each other because it sells. It sells. And so, you know, there's just no reason to. So
I didn't know her Me Too story. That hit for me.
Yeah, she talks about it in the book.
Whew.
But it's,
I mean, you looked at me, I'm like, over here.
I know, her jaw was like dropped.
It's just so sick.
So that does it for us today. Hashtag Hill Squad. Thank you for being with us. Like I said, if you haven't hit subscribe on YouTube, please do, for you and for us. If you haven't left us a review on Apple Podcasts, please do.